safer, right?
The conference will now begin.
Okay. Welcome back to this edition of How to Live Life. I don't know, I just gave it that name. Sounds good. Okay. We're currently on page 133 of the BRI Likutei Halachos. And I hope for BRI's sake that they come out with the next version, just because the next topic, because that's good for them. But we're moving rapidly, Baruch Hashem, and we're going to continue moving. So we're talking about here something very big. We're going to finish off, we're finishing today, Baruch Hashem, the Hakdama to this halacha, which is based on Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nachman. And Rabbi Nachman's teaching is over here something very, very important. It's the yesod, like all of the Torahs of Rabbi Nachman, they're tremendous yesod, those that need to be understood well, so then we can uncover them and find them throughout our life in all different places. And this is sort of Rabbi Nachman is that when you have a very, very high wisdom, a divine wisdom, a supernal wisdom, all the fancy English words that you can think of, the wisdom of God, and you want to understand it because we want to be able to connect to it. Right? We could understand, we can say we understand things. We could say we understand what the Rebbe is saying or what the Kedushas Levi is saying or Rabbi Nachman is saying. We don't really, really understand it. We're not living it. We have a general idea of what he means, and it has to do with God, and it's happy, and it's good, and it's mitzvah, and it's life, and all these fancy words. We don't really get it. We don't really get it. We have to be honest with ourselves. But the way we could really get it to Rabbi Nachman is through a big Rebbe. Because a big Rebbe, what he does, since he understands it so well, and he's able to chop it down into bite-sized chunks, like we've been discussing again and again, he can take down all the different concepts and slowly, slowly break them down so you can, or we can, connect to them one by one, and then slowly, slowly understand the bigger picture. Now, with that, taking a chokhmah ta'ila, a very high chokhmah, and then constricting it, which is really connected to the original tzimtzum, we're not going to get to now, the original constriction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, he himself, Kivyachim, constricted himself in order to make a world, right? We're not going to get into too much, but this is where the Indian comes from. When God is in his infiniteness, when in his absolute oneness, there could be nothing else. Nothing else can exist. The only way that there can be an existence of human beings is if he constricts himself, and he allows there to be, he basically broke himself up into small pieces. Of course, there's only one God, and he's in the background, one like he was before, never changed, but he created, he allowed it to be a revealed, seemingly this world that's broken down into pieces, and we have to find the divine wisdom all over the place. Now, when you constrict, when you take God and he constricts himself, when you take a person and he has to lower himself, to a child, to talk to the child, when you take a big idea, what right here, oh, let's say we're taking, I wrote a little mashal here. When you take, let's say, Gemara, okay? Gemara. Gemara we're taught when we are, fifth, sixth, seventh grade, whatever it may be, some people a little bit later. You're taking an awesome wisdom, the Gemara, Shas, Ravina, Ravashi, Abaye, Ravo, Rabba, and then the Rishonim, the Achronim, and it's unbelievable. Gemara, Shas, the Machlokes, the Lomdus, the Halak, it's tremendous. But when you're a little kid, you can't appreciate that. And it could be that people have never really tasted that. Why? Because when you're a little kid, you're in fifth, sixth grade, the Rebbe has to break it down. Now, when you take Gemara and you break it down, you're breaking it down into words, phrases. What does it mean, Kamash Malan? Boy, ask, want, you break it down to all these words. You have to learn all the Rashi Tevos, Aleph Reishis Amar Rav, It's very boring sometimes. And it's often so boring that we never actually break out of that boring stage. We think Gemara is just boring. And okay, now that I know a little bit more, but it's boring. When you take something that's so high, so big, so geschmack, that you have to constrict it. There's no other way. You can't teach a kid how to read a Gemara without breaking down to words and phrases. So when you do that, it becomes a little bit lifeless. You take away the life of it. You take out the light. Because you had to break it down to pieces. So the goal is, of course, that the child learns one word, one phrase, and he builds blocks, 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 until he builds that building up, and then he re-enters into that palace called Gemar. Unfortunately, that doesn't always happen. That doesn't always happen. So what we need is a big Rebbe who knows how to constrict something very big in a way that, even though it has to lose some geschmack, it has to, but he tries to give it as much life, as much vitality as he can in that small place. In terms of Gemara, you know, you teach the kid words and phrases, but also teach him the agadah of Gemara. Also teach him, you know, some kind of machlokas outside the Gemara that he doesn't even have to look inside. So he's look inside, look inside. We need that. That's true. But we don't want to lose people on that. So one issue of constricting, which has to be done, one issue is that you lose a little bit of the light, and we need to enter the light. You have to bring the light back in. The second issue, we started with last week and we'll finish this week, we'll finish today, is that when you have to constrict something and break something down, what you're doing is you're giving the ability to make mistakes. You are lessening its intensity. And like Rabbi Nosson said on page 132, sometimes the malchus, whatever wisdom we're discussing here that's been broken down, the broken down piece is called malchus, just for our purposes here. That the when we're learning Gemara and you're learning word by word, phrase by phrase, each one is called a malchus. It's called Bechinas Malchus. It's the constricted wisdom. Now, when you do that, in certain cases, I'm not Gemara, but when you're talking about high levels of godliness and you're trying to explain very lofty concepts and you break them down, sometimes they could fall into the Chochmas Chitzon, as Rabbi Nosson said. Philosophy or even Goyim might have concepts that are similar but totally off. I mean, you could have a person make a mistake in the Trinity. It's possible. People can make a mistake in... And when you break things down in Elokus, they could make a mistake and it could turn into three gods. Are 10 spheres 10 gods? What is that exactly? 4 worlds? Is God in the world? Is not in the... People can make mistakes. So when that happens, that's a travesty. That's very dangerous. And that's, again, when you're dealing with something so big, you need a very big Rebbe, somebody who is not somebody who's just knowledgeable. There are very, very knowledgeable Kabbalists in this world who are shakronim and they don't know what they're talking about and they're leading people off the path. You need a Rebbe who's reputed. You need a Rebbe who's known as a Yari Shemayim, which means you have to find out, you have to do some research about this Rebbe. Sometimes you're living with that Rebbe already, Baruch Hashem, and you can just carry on learning from this Rebbe. So let's go 133, because I want to finish this today, this part of the Havdamah. So he says in 133, he says Rabbi Nosson, Miyuchal Lispo, when, I shouldn't have read the last line last week, but when the Chachma falls into Chitzonius, right, when the Malchus falls, says Rabbi Nosson, Miyuchal Lispo is called Tza'aka. Who can handle, who can endure that, the cry? Kishinel fell from Malchus Benen. When Malchus, which is Elokus, which is godliness, which is purity and light, but when it's broken down and it's taken captive, when you have a little kid, I mean, I don't want to be such a mushel, but you have a big adult, nobody wants to mess with the adult. When a little kid gets taken, you know, by somebody, we're not going to say whatever. The kid's screaming. Who can handle such a scream, being pulled away from his parents? Hey, a little kid is like the Malchus, a little piece, getting pulled away. Who can handle those screams? The thing is, Za'akas Moshe B'Ksilu. He says this is the cry of the Moshe B'Ksilu. The Moshe means the one who's usually the ruler, the one in charge. In the face of the Ksil. Shaksil wrote to us Chakim, because the Ksil, the foolish one, always wants to try to do learning. I'll give you a mashal. On the mashal, you have at work, there's a certain project that you are overseeing. And at this meeting, you have your boss, whatever, the floor manager is there, and you're the manager of this project, and you have a whole plan. And some guy gets up, the guy always, of course, you don't like him, and he's not such a smart guy. He's pretty much a fool, not really sure why he's working there. But he starts to give, like, what he thinks this project should be, and he knows how to speak. And he starts to give over this absolute foolishness. Absolute foolishness. It doesn't make any sense. And for whatever reason, the manager's like, oh, wow, yeah, man. Oh, I hear your points. That makes sense. And you're screaming inside. You can't scream outside. You're going to get in trouble. You're screaming inside. Is anybody listening to this foolishness? Right, we hear this on the media all the time. How these people could speak. Why you're listening to the media, I don't know. You shouldn't. Okay, that's aga parenthetical. You shouldn't be listening to it at all. But if you do happen to listen once in a while, it's painful to hear how they talk. The anti-Semites, how they, it's very painful. It's mamish painful. But the kesilim, the foolish ones, are the ones who are trying to, gain strength. They're trying to show off their wisdom, which is nothing. And so therefore, our malchus gets caught in that place. Utzrichan lechascha mehen. We need to cut it from them. The klipus, whoever it is that grabs from this divine wisdom, we have to cut it from them. Bechinas chatachu l'arba, cut into four. We know that when Agag was spared by Shaul HaMelech, which was a big no-no, we could have ended off Amalek. Unfortunately, Shaul let Amalek live, whatever the cheshen was. That's for another time. Shmuel HaNavi comes in and says, did you kill everybody? And Shaul says, no, I didn't kill the king. I didn't kill Agag. Shmuel says, after basically telling him that you lost the kingdom, bring him out to me. Shmuel HaNavi, who knows how old he was? He's probably an old man with a white beard. He took a sword and cut Agag into four pieces, says Rashi there. Cut him into four pieces, brutally murdering the murderer, Agag. And therefore, we have to destroy Amalek, which, of course, is always the nation that's trying to chop us when we're small. When we leave Mitzrayim, we were a little bit on, potentially on a little bit of a immature, but there's a better word, not a low level, but we were like children. We were not built up yet. And so Amalek tried to attack us. We're vulnerable. That's the word, vulnerable. So when you take a Chachma Ilah and you break it down to Chachma Tatah, small little pieces, you're very, very vulnerable. And Amalek is always that nation that's coming to try to chop us and chop that wisdom, take it to the Chachma of the philosophers, of the Chachma Chitonis. So we need to cut them into four, like Shmuel and Avi did. V'zeh, how you do that? How do you do that? Idea Chesed. Through the chesed of rebuke. Look at number 21 on the bottom. In number 7 of the Rebbe's lesson, he teaches that we should accept the rebuke of tzaddikim. We need to get tachacha from tzaddikim, even if occasionally we are humiliated by it, which is not a fun thing. But even if we're humiliated by it, we have to take the tachacha, the rebuke. The wisdom contained in their words of rebuke reveals chesed. As in the pasuk, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and the Torah of chesed is on her tongue, which is Mishle, we say in Ish Chayil. But Nelson will explain this soon, Mit Hashem, in Os Ches, that the two potential downfalls, when we take a very high wisdom and lower it into lower wisdom, which we have to do, however, we have to do that. It's the only way we can grow, is to take very big wisdoms and break it down to pieces. When you learn a sefer for the first time, you're taking a big wisdom and you're breaking it down into pages, which we have to do. But sometimes this page is boring, so you don't want to turn to the next page. No, you have to give it your all and turn to the next page. And sometimes if you're not ready yet, the page you're learning, you might think, one second, does that have to do with some other philosophy or something? You get caught off in somewhere else? No. Ask a Rebbe, let him teach you. If you have an issue, we have to stay strong. So Chevra, we have to learn big wisdoms in small chunks, but we don't want to get lost when we're doing that. Mishra Zohar and Hashem to be able to learn very, very big wisdoms in a very slow, methodical, logical way. And in Mishra, we'll come back tomorrow and start Torah Halacha Dalet of Rabbi Nassim in those days. Everybody have a great day.
Okay.